If you wondered why you spent a little more time in line at attractions last year, or it took a bit longer to find an unoccupied spot at the beach, the numbers are in to explain. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
Almost 4% more people came to the Sunshine State in 2014 over the previous year, according to figures released by Visit Florida, the state's tourism marketing arm. That's inching closer to an annual goal sought by Governor Rick Scott.
This is a great day, 97.3 million tourists. I look forward to passing 100 million tourists.
The State Department of Economic Opportunity estimates that of the 9.1 million people currently employed in Florida, 1.1 million have jobs related to the tourism industry. Scott is asking the legislature to increase tourism marketing money from the current $74 million to $85 million for the fiscal year that begins July 1st.
When you think about that, every 85 tourists is a job. But when tourists come down here, not only do they say we have great weather, we have a low crime rate, they wouldn't buy a house, they wouldn't move their businesses down here. It's still driving our economy.
Only two other states that are traditional holiday venues spend more on self-marketing, California at $100 million and Hawaii at about $80 million.
The trends that we're seeing have all been on the upswing, much like what you're seeing that, you know, that Visit Florida has. And that includes not only the length of stay, but how much they're spending here, you know, a variety of different things.
Steve Hayes is president of Visit Pensacola, the local tourism marketing agency. He says the numbers here reflect several positive factors.
Throw in the fact that we've had some great weather here, the fact that there's a lot of positive buzz about the greater Pensacola area, and then you throw in the fact that I think people have the confidence that they have the money, they can travel. You're certainly seeing that show across this area.
The increase in visitors also means more revenue. Visit Florida reports around 12% of all state sales tax revenue comes from spenders who don't live in Florida. UWF economist Rick Harper says that also benefits the Panhandle, where tourism is enjoying rapid growth.
All non-farm employment in the Pensacola metro area is about 25% higher than it was way back in 1990. Leisure and hospitality employment has almost doubled over that same time, and it's also growing faster than employment in the rest of the state.
And that growth is well needed. Harper says between Pensacola and Fort Walton Beach, there's been a drop in federal military employment since the 2005 round of BRAC, base realignment and closure. And a manufacturing sector that's 40% smaller than a generation ago, and it appears to be tourism uber alles.
The sectors that have been growing have been leisure and hospitality, tourism-related stuff, as well as healthcare and education. But in the last year and a half, we've really seen growth in tourism employment far outstrip the rate of growth in education and healthcare.
Visit Florida estimates 11.5 million of Florida's visitors come here from overseas, but the majority come through domestic travel, with many of them driving to the attractions in Northwest Florida. Steve Hayes at Visit Pensacola expects higher such numbers in 2015.
I think gas certainly is going to help, and those costs being lower, people aren't going to be afraid to get in their car and drive. But that also translates, you know, on the airline side as well. We can get folks from further away, whether it be the Chicago's of the world or Baltimore, Washington, D.C. area, Michigan.
Another 4 million snowbirds came from Canada and elsewhere last year. UWF's Rick Harper says they're helping the Panhandle become better known, which in turn will draw even more visitors, which will lead to more growth.
As North Florida grows more popular in the shoulder seasons, in addition to the winter snowbird season, that's what's going to make us a year-round destination, enable businesses to build bigger and better infrastructure, hotels, restaurants, and what will mean that we've really arrived as a tourism destination.
Meanwhile, tourism officials are turning their attention to boosting the number of visitors through ecotourism and more trips in areas off the beaten path. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.